We also had the Olieflappen tournament, which was the Olie Ball. People made Olie Ballen and the Apfelflappen. So basically, it was the tournament to come, play volleyball, and eat Olie Ballen.
And Apfelflappen.
Yeah, which is 10 out of 10 experience. I'm not sure, but there are 300 or more people in the association.
300?
Yeah, players. It doesn't just make you feel fit and strong physically, it's also something for your mind. For me, I go to volleyball practice 4 times a week. It clears off my mind, it makes me feel calm, and it's just such an enjoyment to do that.
Hello everyone, my name is Timur and this is UT Journeys, an amazing new series where we sit with inspiring students to talk about their lives, motivation, and most importantly, how you can enhance your study journey. Today we're talking to Lina Kostya. She is a technical committee member of the Volleyball Association Harambea. She has been an active member for 3 years. And today she's going to share her experience with the association. So stay tuned. Hello, Lina.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm also quite fine.
Okay, that's nice. You have a busy day, right?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. So today we're going to talk about sports associations.
Okay.
Yeah, because...
I know about that.
Yeah, I know you're the person to ask. All right, so can you tell us a little bit about your sports journey? How did you end up doing so many sports?
Well, it's not that many now. Now I just focus mostly on volleyball. But I just, when I arrived to UT 3 years ago, I was still doing the Twente Pathway College. And I realized that, damn, I have a lot of time. And it would be nice to invest it in some sports. So... I used to play beach volleyball with my friends in the village, so I thought that volleyball could be the best option. And I joined the association here, which was very, very different from what it is right now. So it was also a very interesting journey for me and like to see the association's development.
And why specifically volleyball?
It's a team sport. There is something special about the team sports. The energy on the field, the spirit... that you have to work as a team of 6 people and also plus other 6 players on the bench that also need to put in the work for everyone to win. Yeah.
Right. And in which association are you taking part in?
FEFE Harambee. It's the UT Volleyball Association and Beach Volleyball, mm-hmm. as I like to say.
And what's your position?
In volleyball field or?
No, in the association.
Right now I'm doing the technical committee and I am the responsible for the gents high line. And I can explain about it maybe.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So basically in Harambee and mostly in other sports associations, there is a board. The chairman, the face of the association, the secretary, treasurer, the people with the main functions. And then there comes the technical committee, like one of the first committees next to the board, let's say. We have a lot of teams. We have 11 gents teams, 8 ladies teams, and I think around 15 mix teams, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 12. I'm not
wow.
sure. Yeah, maybe 12. Oh, by the way, if I didn't explain it before... I think it might be a bit confusing, but the gents teams are the male competition teams. Ladies are for the women, and the mixed competition is where both men and women can participate, and they play in the same teams, and it's mixed up, roughly the same. And these lines of people should be managed, just from the competition, the team composition, the trainers for them, schedule and everything. So this is basically what technical committee does. And we have 2 people for each line and also the TC person from the board and the TC chairman. So, yeah, we have on gents, we have gents high, which is me, and gents low. And for ladies, we also have ladies high and ladies low, which is like level separation. So the highest ladies teams and the lowest ones. And for mixed, there are just 2 people because there are plenty of teams there to manage. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it is sometimes. But it's also pretty, I'd say it's fun sometimes to do. And it's definitely an experience with like managing things in the right way, because it's never going to be everyone happy. There's always going to be someone who says they should be in a higher team, or trainers that are going to be unhappy, or, I don't know, someone unhappy about the schedule, which we also try to avoid, of course, but it's not that easy because I'm not sure, but there are 300 or more people in the association.
300?
Yeah, players. Imagine 11 gens teams, and in each of them are 14 people. 12 to 13. And that's like in every team.
Wow. And is this association structure similar to other sports associations?
I'd say the... I'm not sure about the technical committee. I know that, for example, Kabizota, the handball association, they also have a technical committee. But the others, they mostly have the board, which are the chairman, secretary, treasurer. We also have the match secretary, so the person who is in the contact with the NFOBO. NFOBO is the official volleyball thing in the Netherlands. I don't even know, is that just a set of rules and things, regulations. It's a competition, just in the Netherlands. Because we play with the teams from different regions, or mostly from Overijssel.
How someone can join Harambea?
Well, we have a lot of people right now. And most likely you're going to be put on the waiting list if you will try to join. But there is always a possibility that in the beginning of the year, or even throughout the year, you will be invited to a tryout training. Basically, you'll have to go on the website, fill in the form. You don't have to have a lot of volleyball experience or even any knowledge, because if you want to play for fun, you can join the mixed teams. They just play within each other, and they are mixed genders in teams, as you understood, probably. And if you have experience, or if you, even if you don't, but you want to play competitively, you want to learn a lot, then you can sign up for the gents or ladies competition. And then, depending on your level, you're going to be assigned to a team.
Once I become a member, then how does it work with trainings, for instance? How many trainings per week will I have?
If you are in the lower teams, you're going to have one training with your team a week, and one training with a combination with another team. So, and if you're in the higher team, you have two team trainings. There is also one extra training every week, which we try to organize when the trainers are available. We also have external trainers, the people who work and not just like, not just students, you know? Because most of the trainers, there are just students who play volleyball, and they give trainings to lower teams. But for example, for the highest teams, for ladies one, for gents two, we have external trainers who are experienced volleyball players and who have experience in coaching and training giving, and they just do their job pretty good.
So in other words, you're saying that you have like roughly 2 to 3 trainings a week, like if I join, for instance.
Yes, everyone has a possibility to have 3 trainings. That's what we try to offer. And then when the beach season starts, you're gonna have you can have another training. If you are signing up for the beach trainings, for example, if you have a beach partner, you can sign for the competition only, or just the competition and the training. So then you would also have a beach training once a week. And that would be 4 trainings that you're able to join.
Who is a beach partner?
Beach volleyball is played in pairs of 2.
Ah.
Oh,
okay.
You didn't know.
No, I had no idea.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's basically it. If on the regular volleyball on the field you have 6 people, on beach you have 2.
Okay.
And you play on the sand.
Yeah, that's fair. And you said that the trainers are usually students.
Yeah.
With like more experience than average. And are you a trainer by any chance?
Yeah, I'm going to be giving beach trainings because I'm more experienced in beach. I don't know. I don't think my knowledge is that good yet to give indoor volleyball trainings, at least for the higher teams. But for beach, yeah, I could do that. and I'm looking forward to it. We start in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But like you've never done it before, but...
I did it before. I did last year. But last year I was giving trainings to Gens F on beach, which is like the sixth Gens team. I don't remember how many was there last year. 8, 7?
Mm-hmm.
And this year I'm going to be giving to the fourth. Mm. It's several beach pairs are going to be in that training group so that they train with each other. And they are approximately the same level so that they participate in the competition together as well.
Hmm, nice. Sounds nice. And are people from your association joining some competitions? Because I don't know how it works with volleyball. But are you playing with different unis, for instance?
I wouldn't say we're playing with any universities around, but we are playing against a lot of clubs that are like in Overijssel,
mm-hmm.
or even further. Some people go to Deventer. I'm not sure if Deventer is still Overijssel, to be honest, but some people go further. They go closer to Amsterdam, or they just travel around in the whole Netherlands almost. But the lower the teams are, the closer you play here. Because basically in a competition, the match secretary, there is a person, as I said, on the board, they do all these things. They assign when there are matches, when we have home matches, when not. And then we basically, almost every week we have matches. They're either away or home. And home is when we play here in the sports center in UT. You can always come, by the way, and support someone from volleyball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How can I find a schedule, for instance?
We have Instagram of Harambee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty good way of promotion, I guess.
Yeah, then we will link the link in the description, right?
Yes, that would be nice. But I was saying about the competition. And basically, every week we have matches. And our season already ended. But it lasts from, I would say, mid-September till... beginning of April. Yeah, I think the last matches were in April. And yeah, there are around 10 to 12 teams in the pool, which are sometimes can be also two teams from Harambee or two teams from different other associations. But for me, for example, it is a crazy fact how many people here in the Netherlands do sports, or in particular volleyball, because we played against everyone. We played against, I wouldn't say old, but ladies in their 40s, 30s,
mm-hmm.
who have seen volleyball for a long time, probably. We've played against kids who were very tall and very good at volleyball as well. And I don't know, it's just, and they always find a way that you look at them, you think, they're old. We're going to win them. No, they're smart. They have experience 3 times more than you do. Everyone in your team combined. Or the tall Dutch kids that we play against. This is also very hard, I'd say, because they win all the time. I wouldn't say Harambee is doing that well in the competition. But, oh well, we're a student association. Of course, with the technical committee, we try to keep it competitive as well, so that people try to do their best, show up on trainings, try to improve. But we cannot do some decisions that would, put aside the fact that we are also a student association. We would not kick someone out from the team and not let them play, for example. I don't know. Or tell them they cannot join because they're too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's also about having fun, people getting to know each other. It's also social things for them, for us.
And how strict are you with trainings? Like, do you have to join once you join Harambee?
You don't have to, but then you just become a Harambee sponsor. And we will replace you with someone else.
What do you mean, sponsor?
If you're paying for Harambee for trainings and mm-hmm. you're not showing up, uh-huh. we can see that. And after some time, we're going to send you a reminder. And if you still don't respond, we'll just kick you from the association, but you already paid. So you become a Harambe sponsor for this year.
And how much do you pay per year, approximately?
There is an option of being just a training member and not doing the competition. I think that's cheaper. I think it's around 30 to 50, maybe 40 euros per year.
Mm-hmm.
But when you enter the competition, there is a certain fee we need to pay as the association for the Nevobo, for the whole competition, to just participate and register all the teams for the competition.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's around 120 euros a year, maybe less. Yeah.
Okay.
But if you are a trainer, you don't have to pay, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's quite easy. Just become good at it, become a trainer, and then pay, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Kind of a life hack.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do that, and we actually need a lot of trainers, so that works for everyone.
Mm, okay. And do you think you're one of the biggest sport associations here at UT?
I think the Groningen one is pretty big in Utrecht as well. I'm not that, I don't know that much about that. I think someone from
no,
the
but
board.
I mean like compared to other sports associations at
here.
UT. Yeah.
Oh. I think, yeah, it's definitely one of the biggest. It can be comparable to Drinerlo, both football and hockey.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other perks of joining Harambea?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, it's home matches where you can come and sit on the stands and watch every team play, which is, I would say, it's a very great experience. It's incomparable to anything. Everyone from the association, you know these people, also their friends come. A lot of people on stands and you cheer for the teams. We have drums that people drum. And we have actually a committee for that, to atmosphere committee, so that they create a nice atmosphere for the home matches. And everyone cheers and it's very friendly and nice. But also, apart from that, we also have some tournaments organized with other committees. For example, this weekend actually we had the glow in the dark tournament. So yeah, there was no light, only the neon light, and everyone had to wear neon and balls were covered in neon and we playing volleyball like that. Yeah, it was definitely an experience.
But didn't you crash into each other?
We did, yeah.
Mm.
But it's worth it. I don't know. We also had the Olliflappen tournament, which was the volleyball. People made Olliballen and the Apfelflappen. So basically, it was the tournament to come, play volleyball, and eat Olliballen.
And Apfelflappen.
Yeah, which is 10 out of 10 experience.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. We had the Bigs tournament also. It's famous for just everyone is able to join. It's 3 days of 2 days of partying and 2 days of volleyball,
mm-hmm.
Which is honestly, it was my third year of doing that. And it's great, really. Everyone has to dress up in costumes and every year there is a certain theme everyone has to follow. And this year it was the DreamWorks. So everyone was dressed up as the cartoon characters and my team was the penguins of the Madagascar.
Mm.
Yeah, as like for other teams, but we don't mention that. So yeah, Harambe has a lot of fun things to offer.
Mm-hmm. And do you have like regular drinks maybe?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think every month on Thursday there is Harambe night out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different themed every month.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, there was a Sinterklaas night out where each team had to make a present for another team, which mm-hmm. is also very fun. Also, after training, some people just stay and have a drink in the sports canteen and watch other people train. So yeah, we do have drinks.
Mm, nice. And are there many internationals in your sports association?
I would say most of them are in the mixed competition. It's a bit more international friendly. But we also try to make the regular Nevobo competition also having more internationals. I don't know. Most of them are in lower teams. and not so many in the higher, at least in ladies. I would say it's around 2 to 3 people in a team that are international out of 13 people or 12.
Mm-hmm.
It is inclusive, of course, and people try to speak English. It does not work always all the time, because it's just, if the majority is Dutch, they do speak Dutch, right? But they are inclusive and they try, indeed.
And were there any difficulties with managing people with your technical committee? Because I understand that it's a lot to do.
I wouldn't call them that much of difficulties, but the thing is, we are a technical committee, we need to make decisions together. Because if it comes from someone, it's not from one person. It's a decision of a technical committee.
And how many people are there?
8. Mm-hmm. It always takes me time to count them. But mm-hmm. Yeah, 8. Because we're all different. We do have different views on volleyball or how the association should work, I'd say. But we stick to the same rules, I'd say, and the same vision that we all want to have. But yeah, sometimes there are difficulties with just different opinions, different views on some managing situations. For example, I don't know, letting someone train higher, letting someone train lower, or letting someone participate in a competition, in a game for another team or something.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that you're the committee who decides what player is playing on which level?
Yes. Yes, we are doing teams in the beginning of every year. And people have to play in those teams for the whole year. So it's a pretty serious job, I'd say, to do it well.
Okay, but how do you manage? Like, you cannot know how all 300 people are playing.
We should. That's why we scout. On trainings, for example, we look at people. We see what they do. We talk to trainers. We have scouting groups. And just people who help us understand the players better. Because, of course, if we didn't know them, how would we be able to do that? But that's why we need to do... That's why there are so many people who are separated into lines. I am Gens High, so I need to know people from Gens 1 to Gens 5. And maybe some people from lower teams that can go higher. And, for example, the contact person for Gens Low, she should know the people from her teams, from Gen 6 to Gen 11. And mm-hmm. then I have the knowledge about these guys, she has the knowledge about them.
Mm-hmm.
Combined, it works. I don't think anyone could remember the technical skills and knowledge about every player on the line.
Exactly. Okay, and speaking of sports at UT in general,
mm-hmm.
What do you think are the benefits of doing them?
Well, benefits of doing sports are huge. It's first of all, it doesn't just make you feel fit and strong physically. It's also something for your mind. For me, I go to volleyball practice 4 times a week. It clears off my mind. It makes me feel calm, and it's just such an enjoyment to do that. Afterwards, you feel such a fulfillment and you feel so good about yourself also because you did sports. It's a physical activity, but also because it's a competitive sport. You improved, you get better. So all of these things combined, they just make it, I don't know, this experience, I cannot explain it with anything. I cannot compare it to anything. But if you're a student, you should definitely be doing sports. This is the best thing you can do in your, like, combined with your studies right now, because it keeps you fit, clears off your mind, as I said again, and just makes you feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
Also lets you meet new people, because it's social, it's student associations mostly, and
I feel like it also makes you a better team player.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, in my opinion, doing sports in your student life, 10 out of 10 experience.
Would recommend.
I think everyone should be doing that for themselves.
Okay, sounds like a great advertisement. And what are the disadvantages?
I say sometimes you can get burned out if you're doing it too much, of course. You sometimes cannot see the growth in yourself or in your skills in particular sport. You can get injuries. Injuries is such a big issue in volleyball as well. We always need to find substitutes for people because they are injured. They injured themselves on a training, or they just were walking and they fell or something. It's such an unexpected thing, and it ruins experience for them, ruins it a bit for the team as well. But it's such a thing that we cannot predict and change, which it sucks, of course. But yeah, I struggle myself a lot from injuries as well. I'm not happy about that.
Mm-hmm. And from your experience, was there a moment when you felt kind of burned out?
Yeah, definitely. It also depends on your team and their motivation, because it's a bit hard to keep up the motivation yourself for the whole team, right? Then I didn't have it this year, maybe some previous years it happened. But I think the higher you get, the more motivated the team is. So it's a bit harder in lower teams, really, because some people do it just for fun, and some people do it for the competitive part, some people do it for their personal learning, and it's a bit complicated to combine all of them.
Mm-hmm. But what was in it for you?
I was doing a lot of studying. I was also working and TAing, and I think it just didn't align that much with time, with volleyball. And when you see that you are not doing such a good job in the sport that you love,
mm-hmm.
it is, of course, demotivating. Or sometimes it's motivating for you to do better, but sometimes it's not. When it's for a long time, you don't see the growth, you don't see, support from people, from teammates or something, then it can be hard for you to make up your mind, go to training, start doing it again and again and again, practice. Then you will get out of it. Or you need to give yourself a break. You never know which one it is.
All right. And after participating in Harambeya for 3 years, what would be your take-home message? And would you recommend other people to join it?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. Maybe if volleyball is not your thing, then maybe some other association you still should try volleyball, of course. But if you do decide, it will bring you the technical knowledge, the social connections, and most importantly, the discipline, I'd say. Discipline is one of the most important things that it can teach you. Working in a team as well. So many benefits of doing sports in a sport association here. And not so many people using these opportunities is just sad. I think it's everyone's choice what they want to do with their free time, with their body, how they want to improve themselves. But in my opinion, sports is one of the best things to do it, both in your physical and mental well-being.
Thank you, Lina, for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Timur, for inviting me.
It was a pleasure to have you here. And we'll see each other in the next episodes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.